City boy, city boy.
If the squad ain't with me, then it ain't right. Yeah. Hey. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. 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 Same squad. Same squad. Same squad. Drop top coupe, Dodge Range drops. Big back plays on FaceTime. Squad ain't with me, then it ain't right. Same squad. Same squad.
Yeah, I heard it's like they don't talk Aaron Hernandez.
Didn't the Pouncey twins go there too?
Yeah. They, like, the one clip I saw, they brought up a report of him getting fired by Jacksonville, but whichever report they chose made it sound like they mutually agreed to part ways. It's like he was like one of the worst. It's like one of the worst coaches ever.
Dude, it's safe to say
he kicked a guy.
Yeah, it's safe to say if it's only popular with Florida Gator people.
PFT. Has been talking about for years making a movie about that Florida campus, like at that time, because it was at the same time you had the basketball team, I believe,
on their
run, and I think Ryan Lochte was also on campus.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Gina.
Crazy, crazy party school.
Hey, is it me or is there an echo?
I think it's just you.
Oh, no. I hear myself. Is that normal?
It's not coming across over here, so I think we're good. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the two full apps of that doc, and the last half of that too was just praising Tim Tebow. And it's like, okay, I don't care enough about this team. I wanted to see some scandalous shit.
Just stroking Tim Tebow off.
They really were. I mean, hey, nothing against Tebow. Nice guy. But I don't. I'm not a Gator fan, so I wanted to see the crazy shit. I thought that's what it was going to be. I saw it come across. I hadn't seen any ads for it. So when I saw it, I was like, ooh.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, what's the point of making a documentary about it? Like, in that case.
Yeah. Now I'm watching the Johnny Football until.
I heard that. Oh, dang. You okay? choking on a dick.
No.
I heard that one's just depressing.
Oh man.
Apparently he didn't actually come from money.
Oh yeah.
That was just a lie that they made up, like, to cover up for him, like, making money on all of these, like, signatures.
Oh wow!
They said he was like, because I remember at the time they had said like, oh well, like he has like family money. Apparently that was apparently that was never the case.
Call it that much? Oh damn!
Well, not I didn't know it was covered up for anything, but like, there was a story about him like coming from money, and it almost like. I think it might have hurt him in the draft because people, it was kind of like the Josh Rosen thing. It was like, does he really love football?
Oh, he's like a little spoiled brat.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Speaking of, does he really love football? I mean, Moncha just auto draft.
Hey, man. Dude. Come on.
I mean, and he didn't, he also didn't select any keepers if we're like being serious.
So he's like, he's basically treating this league as like his like, my for fun league.
Well, it's not his, I don't know. It's not good for his resume. I could tell him that much.
Yeah. Yeah, especially
trying to get him in the big leagues.
I wanted to make the joke, and I think I will. I'll be like, well, this isn't going to fly well with Omar being commissioner next year. We were joking about that. He's like, Omar like came by for to draft, which I was surprised, but he likes hanging out, and we're like, dude, so you're gonna make a great commissioner, and he's like, don't you dare. I think we would all nominate you, Omar.
Would we? Man.
Dude, speaking of the pod league though, it was so weird. I don't know if you noticed it, but I had a mini panic attack for right when it started, because you know the new layout where it shows you the draft board? That, for whatever reason, was like all over the place. And so I'm like, wait, Pacheco's on Rob's team. That's my guy. But then I was like, wait, you go to the team tab, it has everybody where it should be. The layout, stupid. Like, I have no idea what that was doing.
Yeah, I had a mini panic attack for a different reason, because like everybody was on their, like, everybody had their keepers, and in the first round there was like five teams that weren't gonna draft anybody. But I was drafting, so I don't have a first pick. And I was at the ninth spot, and it still like gave me the projection for like who was ninth. So I was like, is this, did I fuck up where like we're getting like two extra players or something?
Yeah. But, it's a great learning experience. You're like, I think we all were like, oh no.
Yeah. But then it like just got to my pick and it just skipped it and then went to the next guy. So I was like, okay. Yeah. Well, even Chris was here drafting, and he even said, like, well, Demolition Man's number three, so we're going to find out pretty quickly if it skips him, or if, like, all of a sudden he's drafting, like, another guy, too.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, I don't hate my team, but I wanted Herbert, man. Herbert went around earlier for me. I was ready to get him in like pick 58. He went like pick 47, man. I was like, oh my God. So then after Herbert, I'm like, okay, all right. And I think Rob took Rodgers, right? Rob ends up taking Rodgers.
I think he has like he has Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Rodgers.
Right. And I'm like, am I going to have to fucking take Deshaun? No, damn. Like, it was like, oh, I guess it's going to happen now. But like, oh, I can pull it up right now. I know exactly my thought process on every round.
Well,
it was like,
I was joking with Chris. I was like, because I kept Patrick Mahomes, but I was like, Jalen Hurts is right here. What if I just say fuck everybody and I draft Jalen Hurts and just make somebody trade with me?
Oh man. Yeah, let's see. All right, so Herbert went pick 50. And then I was like, okay, damn. So then I was like, and then Burrow goes right after him at 55. And I'm like, okay, so I'll grab McLaurin. Even though that one, I'm, you know, with turf toe, man, I should have. I don't know how you feel about that, but. And then.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay,
then I go Watson on the wrap. And then let's see what happens here. Then Trevor Lawrence goes, Tua goes. I didn't really want any shares of Tua just because I'm like, as talented as he is, I feel like he's like another major hit away from some serious time off again. Poor guy.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be stuck in that. But, dude, yeah. So here we go. So Tua goes, and I'm like, okay, Tony Gibson's there. I grab him. Then Rob, pick 97, who I'm like, oh, I'll get Rodgers at my next pick. Freaking goes. Pick 97. It's like, oh my God. Then Dak goes, and it's like, okay, I guess I'm getting Deshaun.
Yeah. Dang, do you have him in two leagues?
Yeah, I got him tonight. I didn't like my draft tonight, to be honest. I was a little distracted too. I was like on the other line with IT, getting all my stuff back up. So I was a little distracted, but yeah, I'm receiver light in that draft. I took a lot of dart throws late. Your team, Chris's team, is freaking. I mean, the fact that his two keepers. It's just not fair, man. Freaking JJ and Kelsey, like, straight away. It's like, fuck.
Oh, that's Scotty, I think, right?
No, isn't that Chris? Isn't that Paul Z? I mean, your cousin?
No.
JJ and Kelsey, right?
No.
Oh, he's not the one with JJ and Kelsey?
In the pod league?
Yeah.
No, that's Scott.
Oh shit. I thought this whole time it was your cousin.
Yeah, but those were his first two picks though.
Yeah, but I mean
those were his keepers.
Yeah, basically two first rounders.
Yeah, because he kept Travis Kelce and he kept Travis Kelce 2 years in a row, and he drafted Justin Jefferson at the beginning of last year. Yeah,
Jefferson and what pick?
I think it was the other way around. He kept Justin Jefferson, and then he drafted Kelce in the first with his first pick last year. That's what it was.
Dang. Yeah. It's like, wow. Oh yeah, Tariq going one was some. I was like, ooh.
That was another Rob special.
I know. Well, let's be real, right? CMC was off the board because that was a keeper.
Yeah.
Jamar was off. So he I think he had a choice between Tariq and Eckler, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Tariq.
Pull this guy up. Where is he? Yo Soy Fiesta. So, like, he has a couple.
I play him this week.
He has a couple question marks. Like, Hopkins could be a legit wide receiver one, but, like, we don't know in that offense.
If
Jonathan Taylor gets traded to the Bears, like, in the next week, that's going to be, like, a monster pick for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Jonathan Taylor, monster. The only other one that I was high on last year, but this year I just don't know, is Pittman. Right? Yeah. I just don't know how many targets are going to be available. Can Anthony Richardson throw? Is he
accurate? Oh yeah. Well, I don't know how accurate it is. He has an arm.
He has an arm.
He has a cannon. I don't know how accurate he is. Yeah. His bench is kind of weak, but like he could have maybe the best starting lineup like if things work out, like if you get the old DeAndre Hopkins and you get a Jonathan Taylor in a place that's going to pay him, like he could have.
Oh, yeah. And then you got Tariq, and then you know Lawrence is slinging it every week. Oh, that was the one. That's the one that I took a gamble on with Ridley, right? Because the guy hasn't played football on.
I don't think that was much of a gamble. Me and Chris were both going to take him if you didn't take him. Right?
You think? So you don't think time off is a...
No, because he... Like, as soon as they let him back in, he was, like, working out with Trevor Lawrence. Nice. And I think he's, nice. I think he's like stayed in shape this whole time. And he like, once they started winning, cause I think he got traded before he could even like do anything with the team.
They did that early, right?
Yeah. But Jacksonville started winning and he was like invested and he wasn't even like, he couldn't even be like, in the facilities.
Comeback season then, I hope. Yeah. No, I was like, he's gotta be stud. It's the only thing I was worried about was just the layoff, but
well, I was more hoping like people forgot how much of a monster he was. Like,
oh, he's so good, dude. Oh man. Who got him in who got him in tonight's draft?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see.
No, I wanted shares of, and I got some tonight, but I wanted some Josh Jacobs. Some Josh Jacobs, and I felt like Andrew reached in the raunchy draft to grab him because I was like, oh, I'll get him on the rack, no problem.
Yeah, I was getting him in in the few mock drafts I was able to do. It was it me or was it like really hard to get in a mock draft?
Oh, this year or like?
Yeah, just to like get in a draft. Like they were always full.
Well, definitely this last week. So everything leading up to maybe Saturday night, yeah. It was impossible.
Like, especially if you knew your position, you're trying to get a specific position.
Yes. I think I started mocking. So I was mocking throughout, but then I started a hardcore mock Thursday night, and I actually kind of gave up because I couldn't. I waited like 10 minutes of trying to get in, and I kind of got distracted.
Yeah. Henry Given Sunday, who's that?
I have no idea.
Some guy named Scott.
The commissioner in that league.
He got Ridley in the third round.
He's got Amon-Ra and Ridley.
He took him pretty. The third round seems a little early for Ridley, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might cut this part, but like, what do you think Ruben's using? This guy's getting A's in every report card. It's like he's either like following the algorithm or like was Marcy like feeding him answers? Was
Marcy probably got his draft board all set up?
Yeah, like he's getting like A pluses. It's weird.
Dude, he's really confident now.
Am I
defending my crown?
Am I remembering correctly, or was like before last year? Was he kind of like really bad at this?
Yeah, no, I know. He came out of nowhere last year.
Well, wait a second, and so did Omar. Omar has been the doormat for years.
Omar's back to being the doormat this year, dude. He had a terrible draft. We let him know.
Well, yeah.
I felt like he may not have had a terrible draft, but I felt like he had a particularly weird one. where I was like, I don't know if you'll be back in the mix, bro.
Yeah. Because I was trying to... I don't think Chris has ever met Omar, so he was asking me, like, which one's this guy? I was like, I don't think you've met him, but he's the one who makes, like, weird picks all the time. Like, he took Jeremy Hill over Adrian Peterson that year that you got him, and...
oh, my God.
It was, like, Adrian Peterson's last good year.
Yeah.
Jeremy Hill didn't do anything.
I remember that.
Or, no. It wasn't Jeremy Hill. It was CJ Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
It's even funnier.
That's right. That is right. Oh, that's right. He does do that. He gets too cute.
Yeah.
He gets too cute, like, too early when you shouldn't. I can understand you got your guy you're going to, like, reach for in the fifth, sixth round, but he does it, like, from the jump.
Yeah.
It's like, dude. It's like, no, I was letting him know. I was like, are you distracted, bro? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then Caesar who took Derrick Henry? In the first round?
Of Raunchy? I got it pulled up right now. Yeah.
Let me see here.
Yeah, it was Caesar. I know it was Caesar because he also...
Oh, yeah. Pick seven, bro.
Yeah, he also took... took Ayuk before your brother did.
Right.
I can only assume your brother wanted Ayuk. He named the team after.
Yeah. 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 And I wanted Chubb. Like, I wanted Chubb as my first rounder. And so I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Pee-wee, great pick. And then I'm like, all right, you know, probably Kelsey. And then he took Derrick Henry. I was like, oh, damn. All right. But I really wanted to go Kelsey and then Jacobs and then frickin' Andrew. I mean, it's a good pick, though. I don't know about first round, but I like me some Josh Jacobs this year for sure.
Yeah, where's that pick? Oh, he went like two picks after Ethan.
Yeah.
He didn't even make it to the second round.
No, he didn't. No, yeah. and then Rick and Ruben again. Saquon and AJ. It's a pretty strong start.
What?
It's like, dang.
One thing that Chris took a lot of heat for. It was actually like a mistake because the clock was running down, but I mean, I didn't think it was that crazy. Hawkinson in the fourth.
Oh, no. Yeah, because what was it? Oh, yeah, no, dude, like, honestly, if you look at in that round, who did I get? Oh, yeah, dude. After Debo and Ayuk, dude's the number two pass catcher in that offense.
Yeah. And, I mean, he got traded there and still kind of went off.
He's going to, like...
But...
He's going to be tied in three or four.
But he like immediately regretted it and was like, oh, I should have taken J.K. Dobbins. I don't know. I don't think that's crazy. Like there's really only three guys you take that early. And it's like Kittle, Kelsey, and I think Hawkinson.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
Andrews.
Yeah, Hawkinson over Andrews this year.
Yeah, well, Andrews went like, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
he went like six picks before.
Right after Ridley.
Yeah.
That's the other one, dude. Ruben with Calvin Ridley, bro. What a squad. What a squad. I mean, the guy came prepared. Holy smokes. Shout out to Marcy.
Yeah.
He's going to love
it. Yes. Got to give her her flowers.
Give her flowers, dude. No, he built the team. Yeah. No, but Hockenson, number two pass catcher in that offense for sure.
No, but like, so look at it. His bench is kind of trash, though. Like,
who's he playing?
Brandon Cooks, what has he ever done? Michael Thomas, is he actually going to play?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Darnell Mooney. Jameson Williams is suspended for...
There's nothing.
Yeah, Jameson Williams is suspended, and... I mean, this is his second year, right?
Yeah.
He didn't play much last year either because of that injury. So, I mean, like, he's probably going to be really good, but we'll see. Derek Carr, trash. Chuba Hubbard. I think Miles Sanders is the lead back.
Chuba. Dude, I took.
No offense to Ruben.
I took Mims and Bigsby as potential keepers for next year, just in case. I think Mims is going to get a shot with Judy kind of dealing with his nagging hammy.
Yeah, I think that's this league that I got Judy. I almost didn't want to take him, but like where it was, I kind of had to.
Oh yeah, let me see where you got him. Because it gets to a point where the guy's there, it's like, okay, the value alone, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Pick 95. Sutton went over him. My brother kicked Sutton over him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think, at that point. Who's the other one? Oh, Bruno taking Sky Moore made me laugh, actually. That guy's a kick returner.
Yeah.
That one was...
And not a great one, actually, at that. Didn't he have, like, some trouble with that?
Yeah. No, yeah. After pick like, 100, bro, it's literally, who do you like? Like, it's like, okay. That's when I started doing the dart throws. I'll take Marvin Mims. I wanted some Singletary, but missed out.
Yeah, let's see. Like, I took a flyer on Thielen because it's like, is he the number one receiver?
He's literally, I think it's literally him and then Hayden Hurst by default. Because there's literally nobody else. Yeah. The only other one, which I was, that was going to be my other dart throw, is the rookie, Mingo. Who's supposedly... He's got some good metrics.
Yeah.
But he might even be on the waiver, to be honest. But that's literally it.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm surprised how far Mike Evans fell.
Oh, I know.
I got him in the seventh. People, like, it's all like, oh, who's the quarterback? I mean, he's got in 1,000 yards with some pretty terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah. And Baker's at least going to force feed him.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, there's been good things said about Baker Mayfield. I don't know how much of it is just like camp and preseason, but like it sounds like he might be back.
He's going to get plenty of opportunity. You know they're going to be throwing a lot. He's going to throw a lot.
Well, because I think even if he's really good, they could win a terrible division. If he's really bad, they could get Caleb Williams. So I think they just keep right. him. I think they just keep him in no matter what. Yeah. Right.
He'll throw for 30 TDs and like 21 picks.
Dude, do the Jameis 30 and 30.
I can't believe that actually happened.
That was crazy. I think I think I picked him up for like a bye week or something. He like he threw like four touchdowns and three interceptions. he's really consistent.
Bro, he could go help a team out.
Dude, the Saints really just don't want to start him. Is he still in New Orleans? Weird.
He should go to Arizona. They should just trade.
They should trade for him instead of Dobbs, right?
Yeah.
That was weird. They're definitely trying to get Caleb Williams, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is he bigger than Kyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I think he's like a normal person's height. a normal athlete's height. Yeah. Let me look this up. Because Kyler's like, I think he's like listed at 5'11", so he's like 5'8".
Oh, Rashee Rice is who I like as well, who hasn't got. I took him tonight. That's another one of my dart throws.
Yeah, Caleb's listed at 6'1", so he's probably like 6 foot. Not
normal
huge.
Football player height.
He's Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. We recorded before that. So Trey Lance is gone. Which I don't get. Like, I don't get that he's gone, but I don't get like people being like, oh, this is great for him. Like, he's a third string in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not ahead of Cooper Rush.
No. And it's like, everybody's screaming like, oh, he just needs reps. Well, he's not going to get reps there.
It's amazing. The national media coverage of that trade was really like down on us.
Bleacher Report immediately was like, does Dallas have the best quarterback room in the league? And they threw Will Greer in there. It's like, what the hell? I mean, no offense to Will Greer. I think he could probably be like a good backup in the league, but like I don't think he's played nearly enough to be like, oh, this guy, great, best QB room in the league. And I think Dave Lombardi suggested that Will Greer might end up being the fourth quarterback on the Niners.
Nice.
Cause Dallas isn't going to keep four quarterbacks.
We'll say, who's number three now?
Kyle Allen.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, it's preseason, but I mean, you saw it in the games at the end of last season. Like, he just like, Purdy just commands the offense and like, they just like march right down the field.
Yeah. No, Purdy's. I think it's good to get rid of Lance when they did, just because like the fan base is being delusional. It's like,
it's insane. And it's,
at least now we can just kind of, we're going to live and die with Purdy now, you know, like it can just be.
Yeah, well, it's just like, it's just insane that they're like screaming about these draft picks that we gave up. And it's like, yeah, that would suck if like we had a bunch of holes on this team right now, but we don't. Yeah. And guess what? We have a first round pick next year and a bunch
of
comp
picks.
We
have so many picks next year.
Yeah. So it's like,
so many picks and a fourth rounder now.
Yeah. So it's like, we have survived through the picks we gave up. Like, yeah, it's that part's over. And what do we have? We have what we think is our franchise quarterback on a rookie deal and like a roster that's ready to win now. It's like, what are we screaming about?
On a seventh round rookie deal, right? Like, not even first round money. Like, it's like,
yeah, and what, like, also a year, like a year, I guess, later, an extra year, because, I mean, we drafted him after the fact. So it's like...
Right. No, I mean, it's worked out. In fourth round, better than I would have anticipated. I was so happy.
Yeah, because all the reports were that there's a bunch of like sixths and fifths.
Yeah, I heard that.
And a couple like sixths that could become fifths. But this was like way better. I mean, a guaranteed playbook, fourth dude. Round pick, yeah. Oh, that's what they did it for?
Because it is a little weird, right? Like, he hasn't really shown... I don't think he's shown anything in the NFL level that would lead you to think this is Dak's replacement. He's not to...
Well, I mean, Jerry Jones did it without telling the coach or the quarterback. So it's like...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, that report came out and he like talked about it. He's like, oh, I didn't... He said he didn't think anything of it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it's like this was all just Jerry Jones' evaluation. So it's like, that should make you feel better about it.
That actually makes me feel fantastic. Oh, this is great.
And just like back to the, like him being a third string, I think they have to decide at the end of the year if they want to pick up his fifth year option. But like, what are they going to base that off of?
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't know the playbook. So like, even if they want to like elevate him to backup quarterback, he's going to have to like know the playbook by then.
Right. No,
it's
we come away way ahead of the deal. It's amazing how the national media was doing that graphic. Because they took Micah Parsons in the same draft and now they have our first round pick. It's like, what's the point of doing that graphic? Like, it doesn't mean it.
Well, it's yeah, because we wouldn't be able to pay Micah Parsons anyway if we drafted him.
Yeah.
We would have to lose somebody else.
Right. So it's like, I don't know. It's because it's the Cowboys, too. You knew, like,
Well, they even did it with the Dolphins where they're like, this is what the Dolphins turned it into. It's like, okay, well, like, we beat that roster with this seventh round pick in his not even first start. He like came in off the bench,
yeah.
Like because of injury, and like we blew you out. Like outside of like one pass at the beginning of the game, I think it was a pass. I don't even think I got to my seats yet. Like they scored like on the very first drive, and then they didn't score again. Miami.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When was that game? Was that in November, October?
It was. Second half of the season, it was probably like early November.
Yeah.
And this guy,
which is good.
This guy next to me, like, I don't know. He might have just been really high. Because he was talking like Purdy wasn't playing good at all. Because everybody, like, the old guys were. Like immediately, like, oh, he looks pretty good. It's like, all right, take it easy. And then the guy next to me was like, he looks pretty ass. This is why I think he was high, because like there's like planes flying over and he's like, what the hell, airport's over here? I was like, I think the San Jose airport.
Oh, man. How about week one when I heard fans cheering?
What?
when Trey goes down. And it's like
the home opener.
Yeah, the home opener. Sorry.
Was it Matt going crazy?
Yeah.
Some racial undertones of that one.
Dude, and then Jimmy just came in and was kind of slinging it for the... It was like, oh my God, Matt was loving it.
Well, he started slinging it a little later. He threw like one pretty bad pass early on.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Where it's like, oh man, he hasn't been throwing much, has he? Oh, man.
Now, I got one more draft, dude, while I'm in the cell. Luckily, I'm going to have service, so it'll be cool, but...
Yeah, I've got one more of that other league that you got kicked out of. I got that on Sunday.
Oh, you're like three-time reigning champ?
Yeah, I looked...
Where you finally lost last year?
I looked at my Cash App, but I still won money. I looked at my Cash App. I'm up 1K in that league. Like my buddy sent me like 1600 and I've sent the league 645 overall, so
wow,
I'm up like 1K.
That's pretty sweet. Well, you won three straight, right?
I won two straight and I was runner up last year.
Oh, there you go. Weren't you runner up, but didn't somebody like blow up?
What do you mean?
Didn't you lose by like because somebody had like a ridiculous stat line?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember. I forget which league it was where like if I just started McKinnon. I would have advanced. I don't remember. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm going. It looks like I'm going to two weeks back to back.
Oh, two games. Yeah.
I get out of the Cardinals game, but who wants to see the trash ass Cardinals, bro?
Dang, it might be your only. Because
I paid
him
for Dallas. I'm definitely gonna go to Dallas. But like the Cardinals might be done, bro. I'm thinking, here's my thought. It depends. Cause Loris was like, oh, it's so nice you get to go to Vegas. So I was like, we should go. We should go pick a weekend. I'll book it. So I'm thinking if she picks, like, I was like, all right, I'll tell Julian, listen, get my ticket to Claudia or somebody. I'll take her to Vegas that weekend.
Dude, and then she'll be so touched that you gave up a game to go to Vegas.
Exactly. You get it, bro. See? You get it, dude. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like Cardinals are going to be like 0-5. It's going to be...
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to go shower up.
Yeah.
We covered... Oh, we did 45 minutes.
Yeah, we did.
That's pretty good.
I'll probably do like 30 with Claudio later and just throw some shit together. For sure.
Later, dude.
All right. See ya.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. It look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.